Short week, got to get it all in this week because you took Monday off. Well, I did anyhow. Hope you did as well. Great weekend. Enjoyed it. Really did. And I noticed when I was driving around some brand new roads I was driving on. I did. On some brand new roads. Well, coming back yesterday from being up north, I didn't want to sit in the stop and go traffic, so I took the alternate scenic route, which was actually very nice. Didn't take a heck of a lot longer and saw a lot of parts of the state I hadn't seen in a long time, places like Coleman, Michigan. A little shout-out for you guys. But the roads, I found plenty of new roads. My next guest, Chad Liven, good senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. And my question, Chad, first of all, did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend, Steve, and I saw some nice roads and some poor roads, too.
Toll roads or poor roads?
Poor roads. I saw a little bit of both.
Yeah, there you go. I did as well. My question when I saw this morning was, do we have all of the money spent for the roads that we've set aside thus far? Have we exhausted the money, or are we just getting started? Where are we in the money spending part of it?
Yeah, so the state is spending essentially $5 billion a year right now in transportation. That's the state's fund. That doesn't count locally generated millages for cities and counties. The commission that former Governor Rick Snyder impaneled in 2016, they came up with the conclusion that the state needs to be spending somewhere north of $7.5 billion or so dollars a year on roads and transportation infrastructure, and so that's where this continuous debate in Lansing is really centered around, is this commission appointed by a Republican governor that came to this conclusion that basically other commissions and studies have come to over the last decade, that Michigan is woefully underfunding its roads. And as we discussed before, we've got legislators with districts where 45 to upwards of 60% of the roads and their district are in poor condition. It's the lion's share are in poor or fair condition, and fair condition roads eventually become poor condition roads.
Well, sure, they do wear out after a period of time. But I ask that because lots of people talk about roads out there amongst the folks, and a lot of them just have the opinion, well, wait a second, don't we need to use the money we've already set aside before we start for more? I mean, that's a question that I hear on a regular basis.
Oh, every road agency, they spend all $5 billion that's appropriated and generated by current taxation. There's no squirreling away money in this state. We certainly have, we have a $1 billion rainy day fund that's meant to pad the, and absorb, economic declines and the next recession. That's really meant for the general fund of the state. Although we could spend it on roads if we wanted to, there's nothing that would stop the legislature from determining that we need to be spending more money and right now on roads. They could appropriate some of that money or towards some of these projects.
I just wonder, I guess my point being, Chad, I think I just feel like there's a price to be paid if we don't, if they pass more taxes. There's probably a political price to be paid for that. It was rejected. 81% of the voters said no. I know a lot of folks say we've got to have it, but I just wonder. I really wonder if that's, a good thing when it's all said and done. If the Republicans and the Democrats come together at 20 or 25 cent gas tax, is that really going to be well received by voters in Michigan?
No one's come out and made a case spending that amount of money wouldn't help the state, wouldn't help the economy, wouldn't help the infrastructure. Some of this just comes down to, what do you stand for? What are you trying to accomplish? And we've got businesses that come to the state. We hear about it a lot. We write about it in Cranes. We got businesses that come to the state that say, I looked around, I saw your roads. No, not for me. I mean, the infrastructure is a turnoff to people, both visitors and to potential people move here, and we're a stagnant state, Steve. We're essentially managing our decline right now because we're not growing in population, and we're not competing with other states. We're going to lose a congressional seat in the next census, hands down. That's going to happen, and so it's kind of a point here where are we going to actually try to reinvest in our own infrastructure to make long-term economic gains and have actual strategy to make those gains.
So we're losing population, and we are going to lose a congressional seat because of the growth in some other states, and that's just the way it works. There's only so many members of Congress to go around, and that's going on. Ohio will lose one. Pennsylvania might lose one. States sure. around us. Just the industrial North is losing seats, and I just wonder where it takes us from here. Anyhow, do you foresee, I'm going to ask you this before we run, do you foresee some middle ground, some compromise between the Republicans and Governor Whitmer to get this done?
You know, last week, in basically shutting the door completely on Governor Whitmer's $2.5 billion tax increase, House Speaker Lee Chatfield said, look, it's time for the governor to meet us in the middle. And I kind of wonder whether that's actually he's being literal, the meet in the middle at a $1.25 billion tax increase. So we're going to see here in the next week or two whether there's any appetite at all or willingness to raise taxes by the legislature to address a shortfall that everyone has basically accepted and acknowledged.
Chad Livegood, senior reporter, Crane's Detroit Business. We'll keep an eye on it. We've been watching it for all these years. One of these days, we're going to get it done, Chad. I promise you. Chad Livegood, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Now, straight ahead, are you a winner? I've got a brand new Wolverine reverse osmosis water drinking system for you. I'm going to give it away in about 2 minutes. Are you the winner? Call your friends. Call your family. Get tuned in right now. We'll be right back.